Hi everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at Venus's upcoming trine to the planet Neptune. Now this is a trine that's perfecting over the weekend into Monday. I thought about maybe doing a video on this transit on Monday when it perfects, but in my opinion, you can really feel the transit 3 or 4 days before it perfects, in which case it's nice to know in advance when it's coming as much as possible. So we'll do it today, even though you may really feel this more intensely by say Sunday or Monday. Anyway, I'm going to put the real-time clock up first, show you what the transit looks like so that you can see it. And for those of you out there who track transits a little bit more technically, it's always nice to see it on the actual real-time clock on the software. Okay, here it is. So you can see that Venus is a super watery trine. Venus is in the sign of Cancer. And Venus in Cancer is connecting to Neptune in Pisces by a trine. And this is going to perfect over the weekend. If we move this forward a little bit, you'll see this is by Sunday, June 20th. And by June 21st, Monday, the two are connected at 23 degrees. At the same time, what's interesting about this, we'll be talking about this next week, Venus is going to immediately enter into an opposition with Pluto right after the connection with Neptune. So Venus-Neptune trine followed by Venus-Pluto opposition. So it's quite a sequence that Venus is about to go through, and the opposition to Pluto will perfect by Thursday of next week. So if you stretch this out about a week between right now and the end of next week, Venus is going through the trine to Neptune and the opposition to Pluto. Now, we'll take more time with Venus opposite Pluto next week, but I do want to say that whatever Venus is about to encounter is going to start off very lovely, probably very dreamy, kind of that intoxicating Venus-Neptune, and then there'll be a surprise with the Venus opposition to Pluto. Now, this is something that's been around for a while, so I want to tell you guys a story that goes back some years, but I think it's a pretty funny story. I was debating telling it or not because I want to make sure that I'm like respectful in the way that I tell it. But anyway, here it goes. So the last time that Venus went through trine to Neptune, well, there's been a bunch of times, but one of the times that Venus went through trine to Neptune in opposition to Pluto, pretty back to back. This is what happened to me. And this, like, to me, this is like the perfect metaphor for this transit in general. So I love getting acupressure. That's my favorite type of massage. I know that massage therapists out there have raging debates about acupressure because anytime that I've mentioned it in the past, it seems to infuriate some people because they believe that it's too hard on the body, or there's, you know, lots of debates about it. Anyway, I'm an acupressure guy. It's done wonders for my body over the years. I absolutely love it. I swear by it, but everybody is different. And so at any rate, so I was looking for a place to get acupressure done after we had moved. We had relocated our yoga studio back in DC, and I was going to look for, you know, just a new acupressure place. And I found one that advertised as offering acupressure. So I was like stoked. So I go, and it was in this little strip mall, and the strip mall just struck me as like, there was a number of places that were looking kind of like dilapidated and like uninhabited. Maybe even people that did drugs were hanging out at it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I went to so many places in New York City when I lived there that on the outside might, you know, strike people as, you know, not looking the best, but in terms of the actual work that people did on your body, it was incredible. And not shady at all, like, you know, in terms of like the ethics of the place or whatever. So at any rate, I go into this place, and, you know, I like sign up for a massage. I think it was like an hour or something. So I go back into this room, and, you know, this woman came in and she didn't really speak English. And so, she asked me, you know, like, what do you want? And I was like, well, you know, just like my back and my shoulders and stuff like that. And, And then she was like, she told me, like, really commanded me to take off my clothes. And I was like really sternly. And I was like, okay, like, I'm not used to this. And I was like, well, I'm just going to keep my underwear on. Like, I'm just going to keep my boxers on, you know, like, because, you know, typically in the past, anyway, when I've gotten acupressure, like in some places, you know, like they might have me like in my boxers or whatever I prefer, but with like a blanket over me and never asking me to like take off my clothes in front of them. But I was like, well, you know, maybe, I don't know. I just was like, okay. So this is the beginning of my problem with boundaries in this situation. So anyway, I was like, okay. And I just like, I turned around and I like stripped down and I didn't have anything. I kept my boxers on and she looked at me and she was like, you know, you want your boxers on? Like what? And I was like, uh-oh. Like, I think maybe I'm not in the type of place or situation that I should be in. So at any rate, but I was like, okay, so I just got on the table and I laid down, you know, put my face in the little hole and it looked like a normal massage table and everything. And she got up on the table and, like basically like was walking on my back, you know, the bars that people sometimes they have above and like, that was awesome. So it started off and I was like, okay, good. I'm safe. Like, this is a normal massage, like nothing crazy is going to happen here. So I keep on going. And then all of a sudden off of the bars, she drops down and is like sitting on my butt. And she, you know, she started kind of groping me and I was like, I paused and I was like, yeah, I don't want any of that. You know, just like my back and my shoulders, like just kind of trying to clarify, like, and then I was feeling bad. Like, did I strike this person, this therapist as someone who was looking for that somehow? And then I was like really self-conscious and then she tried again and I paused and I like turned around and I sat up and I said, you know, I'm used to like acupressure. This is just acupressure, right? I'm like, you guys do acupressure. Can I just have that? Like, I was trying to like, you know, clarify, like, I don't want anything kinky here, you know, and trying to be respectful too, because it felt like that's what, you know, that's what she was, you know, definitely trying for. And then she like took my head. She just jammed my head down and she just kind of barked another command at me and then tried to start groping me again. And then I was like, I sat up and I go, you know, I'm used to going, and I named the place that I was used to going to, which is this really awesome place that I went to in a very well-known and like a big mall. And it's like a therapeutic acupressure center inside of a mall. And they have all these rooms that you go back into and so forth. And so I mentioned it to her. And she looked at me and she was so, I mean, she was like livid and she goes, you go back to the mall. She kicked me out. So I was like, I was so like, I didn't feel like traumatized or anything, because it was so absurd. The whole situation was so absurd, but it was really, really funny because I told my wife the whole story when I got back and my wife's like, well, what's going on astrologically right now? And I ended up paying for it too. That was the crazy thing. On the way out, I was like, you know, this isn't what I came here for. And the woman at the front desk was like pissed off at me. And I was like, I didn't, you know, like I didn't want that. And she just kicked me out of the room. Like, and so anyway, I should have known though, because on the way out of the place, like it was really clear that there was some hanky panky going on in another room. And I feel like if I had gone in and like just kind of scanned my surroundings and like listened a little bit more, like maybe I would have detected that this was a place where that kind of thing was happening. And so anyway, so I got smacked around by this therapist and she I'll just never forget, you go back to the mall. You go back to the mall. She was so mad. And I kept telling her, I was like, I just like my neck and shoulders, like that's all. So anyway, I come home and I found out Venus was in a trine with Neptune and also moving into an opposition with Pluto. Same exact configuration, because Pluto and Neptune have been in Pisces and Capricorn for a long time now. So at any rate, once I realized that this was the astrology of the occasion, it made a ton of sense, because I went into a place looking for that, like that kind of spa, you know, massage atmosphere, very Venus Neptune, right? You connect Venus, the goddess of love, relaxation, beauty, sensuality, physical touch, therapy, healing, and Neptune, which, you know, is very spa-like. It's a place where there might be, you know, gentle music playing and oils and hot stones and, you know, like that, like a therapeutic Venus Neptune vibe. But Venus Neptune can be deceptive in terms of things that you don't see, or it can be kind of intoxicating and illusory. There can be a mirage like quality. You don't always know exactly what you're getting into with Venus Neptune. You can find that you're in a situation that you did not anticipate. For example, Venus Neptune will often show up, even in trines, when people are, you know, slipped some kind of drug at a party or something like that. Happened to a friend of mine when I was in school. I forget what those drugs are called. There's a popular name for them, but they, you know, sometimes people will do that, you know, and obviously, you know, it's a terrible thing that happens. Venus Neptune, that can be a Venus Neptune dynamic. But at the same time, Venus Neptune could be like going to, when I was in New York City, and I would go to the Lower East Side, and I think there was either the Russian or Turkish baths. It was like a bathhouse. And I used to go with a bunch of friends, and man, that place was awesome. In terms of like the different sauna rooms you could go into, and hot and cold water you could go back and forth between. And, you know, so Venus Neptune can show up in a lot of different ways, very romantic, sensual, dreamy, but sometimes you're not always going to see things clearly, or there's going to be like a one night stand that promises eternity. You know what I mean? So you won't always see things clearly. And the opposition to Pluto, which can bring in this kind of deep and intense transformative effect, where sometimes there's something, like one of the things that I thought about was like a place like that, if someone came in and did like a sting operation, like they'd lose their whole business because it's illegal. So obviously like something, you know, something Plutonian, something underworld, something hidden, something a little bit dark, something deeply transformative. Luckily for me, like I'm telling this story today, and I'm like, I debated telling it because I really didn't want to be like, you know, offensive to anyone, but it was so absurd and funny. And the I mean, someone could get into the same situation and feel actually traumatized by such a thing. I left feeling confused, shocked, and then, because I have a dark sense of humor, I thought it was a hilarious experience for me. But you can look at the sequence of Venus Neptune and then Venus Pluto and think that Venus Neptune is going to hold out something that looks like it's very beautiful, sensual, dreamy, healing, harmonious, and then the contact with Pluto, along with the potential mirage-like quality of Neptune, could potentially bring out something that's a little darker or heavier. And so this is a time where I would be really careful, like trusting someone that you meet randomly to go home with them at a bar or something like that. Like this sequence, this transit from now to next Thursday, can bring a lot of intoxicating romantic energy, followed by kind of like tremendous upheaval and catharsis emotionally or romantically. So you have to be really careful. You don't always get what you think you're going to get. So at any rate, those are a few things that I wanted to say about Venus trine to Neptune. Here are some of the positive things that I really like about Venus's trine to Neptune. let's just say minus the Plutonian underworld effect that could be joined to it, Venus trine Neptune can bring, especially because they're both in water signs and Venus is in Cancer, like that kind of peace, harmony, beauty, joy among friends and family, kind of that feeling of the tribe coming together for a joyous festival, the sunshine and blankets on the grass at an outdoor concert with family and kids. Almost like, you know, my mind goes to almost like a Peter, Paul and Mary concert or something like that, or like a Raffi, like Venus and Cancer connecting to Neptune can bring that kind of blissful vibe, but it brings it into perhaps the domain of kind of the mother, the home. You could also see the connection between women, like just circles of women or friends, or empowering but not empowering but gentle and soft feminine energy. So the yin is really powerful in the next 3 or 4 days. Emotional healing, camaraderie emotionally, the kind of the ideal and the beautiful and the emotional sentimentality all combined of this transit can be quite blissful. It's funny. One of the reasons that I was prompted to tell that story is because I was like just recently in our area, I found a place that does acupressure, because really since COVID, I haven't gone for a massage in like a really long time. And once in a while, you know, that's something that I've loved to do since I was like, I don't know, in my 20s. So I found an acupressure place nearby. And my wife and I were, of course, just reliving the absurdity of that story. And then I was like, oh, it's funny that that transit's coming back around. So I'm going to wait till after the transit's over to go check out the new place. But anyway, let's see, what else do I have written down here? So any kind of fun or joy near the water, like going boating or going swimming, those kinds of things, Venus Neptune will bring like water, sunshine, joy, friendship, a nice day at the beach, that kind of energy for sure. Or some kind of outing into nature, gardening, home cooked meals, friends on the porch, you know, that kind of vibe. Venus trine to Neptune can also be very romantic. Like it'd be a really good time in your relationship to do things that are really gentle, soothing. Like, you know, it's a kind of space where maybe you want to, create a spa at home night. You know, my wife and girls do that from time to time, where they'll do the bath and they'll put some bath salts and they'll do the thing on their face. I don't know what it's called. And so, you know, creating that, maybe some gentle music and, like they paint their nails together. So maybe like just that feeling of like creating a little at home paradise vacation, those kinds of things are really nice for this energy. And it goes further than you think it will. It has the ability to kind of soothe or, what's the word I'm looking for? Soothe or heal is such a generic word. It's like where there are rough edges, smooth, it tends to smooth things out. If there's been tension or stress, it tends to smooth things out, which is why Venus Neptune is such a good symbol for anything that's really therapeutic. So, okay, now with Pluto in the mix, there might be an and or a but that comes in next week. So we do have to be a little bit careful, but they're not like, they don't necessarily, it's not like anything good that comes through is going to be followed by some kind of Plutonian punch in the face next week. So I don't want to make it appear like that, but I would be a little bit careful of the potential for mirage or illusion that if you bite into that apple, so to speak, you know, it reminds me of, did you guys ever see the movie The Labyrinth? So in The Labyrinth, I forget what her name is, the actress who plays Sarah, but she's Jennifer Connelly. Is that her name? Anyway, at one point she bites into an apple and it's like a poisoned apple that David Bowie hands her. He's the Goblin King. And she goes into this dreamscape where she's dancing with David Bowie, and it's kind of this space, but she has to remember her mission and come back because she has to go save her little brother who the Goblin King has taken. It's a great movie if you've never seen it, but that movie is very Venus Neptune like in many places. David Bowie has a kind of Venus Neptune vibe in his chart, in fact. So kind of spacey, beautiful, possibly intoxicating. Is it taking me off my course? Am I falling in love with something that's an illusion or an escape? That's the question to keep in mind a little bit, especially with Pluto following next week. So, okay. So that's what I've got for today. I hope that you guys enjoyed this, and leave me your Venus Neptune stories. If you have any, if you have it in your chart, tell us your stories. I'd love to hear what they're like. Leave it in the chat box below. And I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Got a bunch of fun episodes lined up for next week and lots of transits to talk about next week too. There's, you know, some big ones coming through next week. Mercury will turn direct next week. Jupiter's turning retrograde. Venus will oppose Pluto. So there's a number of really big things. Plus I've got some fun Q&A episodes queued up for you guys that I did with Kat as well. So, all right, that's what I've got. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye.